This is Eric, and you're listening to Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything, with a new topic every week, from the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry, to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback heard. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Not doing too bad. Things get a little confusing, the way we have to monkey around with gear and recording and software and all that kind of stuff.
That's because you're a big G-Day.
Spreading things around. G-Day.
No, you're a...
Similar to the G-Spot, but the G-Day.
You're a DJ. So you're Big JD, and you're also a DJ.
DJ JD.
Ooh, there's a thing.
So to speak.
That will really whack out with your dyslexia. I heard you yesterday on the Rare Rock Show.
Oh, yeah.
And you had a little 79-97 thing going on there.
That's right, yeah. Mixed up with the nines and sevens.
That's right. At least you don't get mixed up.
Or is it the sevens and nines I got mixed?
Yeah. As long as you and Lana don't get it mixed up when you're doing 69s and 96s.
What do you mean? Hey, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
18 and over only, please.
We don't know that.
We don't know. Hey. No, I'm just saying.
We're 18 and over.
You are.
Oh.
I'm still.
Are you going to be 18 this summer?
In December. 18.
You'll be fresh and ripe.
No, I was fresh and ripe when I was 16.
Oh.
Yeah. That's when I
was fresh and ripe up till I was 4.
Is that right?
Yeah, my stepfather. But we won't get into that.
You busted your cherry, baby.
Hey. Busted something over my head. What else is new? Anything? We're still recovering.
Sure. I'm getting better. Mm-hmm. Everything's going good. I'm trying to ditch the crutches. And I'm walking around slowly and hobbling along, going to physio, which is great. It helps me a lot. It's going to be...
That's what I need, an arm crutch.
An arm crutch?
Yeah, why not?
I see what you're saying. Yeah, you'd be like one of these guys.
Yeah, maybe.
For all you people watching,
I had no idea what I meant, but you came up with something. That's nice.
You see people like that when they have their
traction type of thing or something, maybe. Yeah,
yeah, they walk around with something.
Yeah,
like
it's
this.
A cast that keeps their arms straight out. Yeah, well, that would have been good right from the beginning instead of being in a sling, because I wouldn't have that scar tissue tightening up, you know, with the arm close to you. Even if scar tissue healed out here,
right,
it'd be better, because, I mean, you can always bring your arm back down, I would imagine.
Gravity will take care of that.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, if you were like this for like 2 weeks after, like laying in the bed, would you be able to put your arm down, scar tissue-wise? So...
I don't know. That's a good question. I'd be whacked out, though, that's for sure.
You wouldn't really... I don't know. You just... If you... When your scar tissue builds up, you just don't have that mobility and that freedom to move.
Segue right into today's topic.
Freedom. It's the Freedom Show.
That's right. Today we're going to be discussing everything from slavery to freedom fries.
Freedom fries? What's a freedom fry?
Well, you remember the Americans were all ticked off at France for... France was saying bad things about
French
the
American fry?
Yeah, the French fry thing. So Americans said, we're not going to call our greasy potatoes...
They still call it the French fry, I bet you.
No kidding.
Freedom, yeah. What does the word freedom mean to you? What exactly is being free or being carefree, perhaps? And how do you get free? What do you get free? That'd be nice. Topic of discussion. Free from stress. That's what I mean by get. How do you get free?
Right.
Free from stress. Free from a bad relationship, possibly. Free from debt. Freedom of speech. Let's discuss freedom.
Let's. When you think of freedom, what do you think of? What in your realm of?
A couple things pop into mind. One is, for some reason, always the U.S. Constitution. I don't know why. It's a prominent article of freedom, I think.
Sure, it definitely stands for freedom,
and so that's something that just always pops into mind when I think of freedom.
And the other thing is, I think just like a personal freedom. You know what I mean? Like, we're not necessarily free from everything and to do anything you want, but to a point, everybody's quite free, really. I mean, there's places and
in the world,
reasons why people may not be free, but generally speaking, in Western civilization, and you know, a lot of people will say that you know, we're not free. You know, the government's got their hand clenched around everything, and or you have stop signs and stoplights at every corner. That's not a freedom because you have, you know, or you, you know, at your job, or you have to work. That's not freedom, right. You know, but. Mm-hmm. I still find that, you know, we have ample free time to some degree, some more than others. And of course, there's reasons, you know, time-wise and that. But I mean, generally speaking, I think we're free. We're free people.
Yes, we are here in...
We have freedom of speech to some degree in
Canada and the United States.
Free time to go and do things that you want to do or to pursue careers that you want to do. I think that's a freedom, and that's... You know, that's the next best thing to never having to do anything, which would be total chaos.
Right. As humans, we're not meant to do nothing. We're meant to do something. We're put on this earth to make the place, the world, a better place.
Yeah.
To me, freedom is directly tied to human rights. Mm-hmm. Your right to do and live the way you want to live. Some countries, like that's basically our, not our constitution, but it's a guideline for the way Canadians are expected to be treated and our freedoms that we have within the country. Mm-hmm. The Bill of Human Rights is what it's called, isn't it? In Canada?
Right.
Yeah. So it kind of has the same ideas that are built into the United States Constitution.
But when do you ever hear about the Bill of Rights? It's always the U.S. Constitution, freedom of speech, freedom of this, freedom of that. That's what you always hear about. It's not so often that the Bill of Rights comes up.
It's because you live in Windsor. You're right next to the States. You're very American-centric, I notice.
Americanized?
That. You're very Americanized. It's kind of funny because I'm American. You're the Canadian guy.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of sensitivity to what's going on in the
States.
I have
a right to U.S. citizenship and to live and work in the U.S. due to family from the U.S. And so
you're free to
pursue...
pursue some Americanisms. So you plan on moving over there?
That would be nice eventually. I'd like to ride my bike around all year long in nice warm weather.
There
we'd
you go.
Move out west somewhere.
Sure.
Arizona, Las Vegas, somewhere nice all year.
No helmets?
No, I don't know that. Yeah. No helmets in Las Vegas.
You'd wear your helmet anywhere.
I would probably wear it anyways, yeah. That's the thing about freedom is you're able to wear your helmet any way that you want. So you want long hair or shave your head down, you can do whatever you want with your helmet.
Sure.
And your sideburns and so forth and such.
Yeah. That's another good point of freedom. How come some states don't care if you wear your helmet on a bike and other states dictate that you have to wear it or you're going to get a fine?
Yeah, don't know the reason for that. But
it's funny, just in the same
laws
country.
Of some kind.
Yeah, it's in the same country, but there's different laws.
Right. Well, there's like segregation, the different states and different municipalities and rules for different cities and so forth. Like we have here, the provincial rules, federal, mm-hmm. all kinds of different.
Not things. Many of the provincial laws that we have dictate freedoms and non-freedoms, I don't think. Unless you're living in Quebec, then you're not free to put up a sign unless it's both French and English. If you put up a sign, you got to make sure it's got some French in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's always non-freedom things for sure. But as far as what freedom brings to mind right away is, you know, like I said, for me and you mentioned for you, those are the kinds of things that pop into mind when you first hear the word freedom.
Sure.
And of course, another thing that pops up, which is probably one of the biggest things ever, is the slavery thing. Comes into mind. I mean, when you hear freedom, it's tends to be associated with that type of thing. Or sometimes you may think of Korea, you know.
Korea?
POWs and things like that. But we're going to take a quick little break here and we'll be back.
The day, the music. This is DJ Sin Rock, and I'm calling on all listeners. On March the 2nd, 2007, the CRB approved royalty rates that will bury any small webcaster, and that includes ATOC Radio as well as any other online radio. I need you as a listener to either go to the website www.atocradio.com or in Second Life, come to Sinful Pleasures, and in front of the doghouse, you will see a font sign saying Save Net Radio. I need you to click on that sign or go to the website and read the article. And then as a listener, I need you to go to the petition site and sign the petition to help save online radio. What will Second Life or any other online game or even online chatting be like without online radio? Band together as listeners and as other online radio stations and sign our petition and help us save online radio.
I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes.
We're back in action.
Back in action.
Yeah, the slave thing, it's just something that comes to mind because it's so overwhelmingly associated with freedom, I think. It just, I don't know.
Well, there's...
Don't really know why, but
it's a
strong association with the word freedom, I think.
It's in recent history, like it was in the 1850s, before that, but in 1862, I think, was the Emancipation Proclamation.
And, yeah.
So, it's kind of recent history to us, but as far as humankind, there's always been slaves. You know, you'd look at the Jews and the Egyptians, you know, when they broke away from slavery. Slavery's always been around, so there's been that lack of freedom for people ever since there's been people, it sounds like. One group of people want to take over another group and make them work for them, be their slaves, get rid of all their freedoms. You have no freedom when you're a slave, basically. What freedoms do you have when you're a slave?
Yeah, no, you don't have a freedom when you're a slave, sure. Yeah.
They tell you when to eat, when to sleep, what to do. So
when to poop, when not to poop.
Really?
Make you hold it in.
Mm-mm, that's not good.
No, it's not good.
I could come up with a really bad...
That's another show.
Joke.
Remember the feces show? We got to save all that for the feces show.
The feces show. Do you know where the word freedom comes from?
No, where does it come from?
Freedom comes from the Indo-European root, which means to love, which is kind of interesting. And cognates of the English word freedom include old German word for peace, and our English word afraid comes from the Latin breaking the peace.
Oh.
So that's
like the fear thing.
Fear and
breaking peace.
Exactly. So
sort of an opposite of freedom, so to speak, judging by what their meanings kind of are. And then they change it to the billionth degree as time went on.
Right. And I don't actually think freedom is a relatively Anglo word. Mm-hmm. And because if you look at other, like the French word for freedom, it's like it's many words. It's something of something. Like, you know what I mean? Freedom is like, it's kind of like its own hybrid word kind of thing.
Freedom may not have been around at the time of Egyptians as opposed to the word free itself.
Exactly.
Free the slaves. Nobody, you watch the movie Ten Commandments. I don't even know if you hear the word freedom itself in there.
No, I don't.
But you'll hear free, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
And then, of course, there was the band Free with Paul Rogers. So.
Ooh. But fire and water.
It's all right now.
Good one.
What about carefree? That's a type of freedom.
Oh, I thought it was
being
gum.
Carefree. No, isn't it toothpaste?
Carefree is sugarless gum.
That's right.
It's a type of sugar.
How about being carefree?
Carefree, I think that's more of a state of mind that I think some people think is a place where they want to be. I want to be carefree. I want to be like skipping through flowers and not worry about paying bills and children and marriage. And I want to be carefree.
Yeah, when you think about it, it can sort of have a double meaning. The, what did you say it was? Not spiritual, but what did you just say? Kind of in your mind,
mm-hmm.
Carefree.
State of mind.
A state of mind, yeah. And also when you say, oh, so-and-so is carefree, he just, you know, does what he wants. That's, you know, the actual physical kind of part to it too.
Yeah, one's a
somebody who roams around, maybe, you know, from place to place, town to town, city to city, state to state.
Sure.
Province to province. country to country.
Rock and roll heroes.
World to world, perhaps. He's in his own little world.
He's only in his own little world.
Carefree.
Carefree, yeah.
He's free in the mind.
Yeah, sure.
Somebody could be free in the mind, not free in the body.
Right. Carefree.
That's heavy.
It is heavy. Do you think anybody's carefree for real? Everybody cares.
Oh, sure.
Everybody's got to care about something, don't they?
I don't know that I'd say 100% carefree.
Right.
Without it, you know. But there's times when you say or you think of someone as having not a care in the world. You're just carefree.
Right. I think a lot of people use that for themselves. Oh, I'm fine. I don't have a care in the world.
Yeah.
And I think it's on a scale. So you may think yourself as being a carefree person. You take care of the stuff that has to be taken care of, and it doesn't seem to be a big effort to do so. But you don't get uptight about things a lot of other people get uptight. Those people tend to be...
things that other people care about. And that's... you know, we've never done a stress show, have we?
What?
That's a very important topic, and we should do that in the near future.
We should
a show on stress.
Yeah, we should interview Mr. Stress.
Carefree has a lot to do... Who's Mr. Stress?
He was on... Mike and Drew. One of those guys was Mr. Stress.
Oh, was you talking about the guy in the chopper there? He's always screaming when he does the...
Yeah, the traffic, yeah.
Yeah, he does the traffic, and then at the end of the traffic, it's like, we'll see you again at 4 o'clock!
That's the guy.
Yeah. Why, was he on the... Did he used to be on the show or something, too? Or was it... Or they just call him Mr. Stress?
He is one of the guys. I forget if it's Mike or Drew.
No.
Yes.
In the helicopter?
They have a helicopter noise in the background, yes.
Well, and they say it's 70 I-75 is clear and this and that.
Yeah,
and
that's
and
one of those things.
And then, you know, I-96 is moving slow and we'll see you in a half an hour.
Yeah, it's Mike. I'm almost positive.
Oh, really?
Mike.
I didn't know. I thought there's somebody in the...
Really? No, you didn't. You can tell the one guy's voice.
The Riff Chopper.
Exactly. It's the Riff.
Oh, okay. What? I thought, well, like the news stations have a chopper out driving around.
Yes, they do.
I never knew that. You learn something new every day. That's really incredible that I learned that today. Seriously.
Because he was on there when the other morning guys were in there. And then he hooked up with Drew.
Who did?
Mr. Stress.
Or he turned into Mike?
Exactly. I'm telling you. That's
now I'm really confused. My mind is so unfree right now.
They kicked out the other dudes. I forget.
I'm so stuck right here.
Unfree. What about free
falling?
Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Going down the Mulholland Boulevard.
Mulholland. On the corner of Mulholland and Strabane.
It's Steve and Larry. Now, Steve and Larry.
Steve and Barry's.
Aren't they, are they carefree guys, you think? Steve and Larry?
Sure. Steve and Larry are so carefree. Now, they always manage to get the job done. Providing us with quotations
and permutations and combinations.
Permutation. Did I think of when you said amputation?
Sure.
Amputation. That's what happens to guys when you go to the doctor so you don't have no more babies. They amputate.
Yikes.
Hey.
I hope not.
Were you actually getting to something you were going to say? How about...
Yes, I was going to say, how do you relate liberty to freedom?
Statue.
Yes, there's the Statue of Liberty. That's a present from France. The French fry people.
That's right.
The French fry people.
But now they call it the Free Statue.
The Free
Statue. They don't want to call it the French Statue of Liberty.
The Statue of Freedom.
And it's on Statue Island. Staten Island.
Ellis
Island. No, it's on Ellis Island.
That's right.
No, I know. It's actually not on Ellis Island.
Huh?
Ellis Island?
Ellis Island, yeah.
No, Ellis Island is where the building there is. It's not actually on that same island. It's on. It's Liberty Island is what it's called. And then Ellis Island is where everybody came in on the ships from the, where they have the building there with the records of all the... It's not in the same place.
It's a They're different close. Island?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. On Liberty Island is just the Statue of Liberty.
Hmm.
And at any given point, lots of people.
Yes, that's for sure. I took this ferry from New York to Staten Island, and I saw it going by. I thought that was Ellis Island. Because they have the ferries that go to...
Yeah, the ferry goes... It'll take you to both places.
Okay.
And then it comes back to the dock.
I would have to think so. That would be a Liberty cruise.
Yeah. Miss Liberty to you.
So, no, you still haven't answered my question. What do you think of liberty? Liberty. Is it tightly related?
I tend to think of liberty and justice for all. That's what comes to mind. Liberty. It's a freedom. You're at liberty to
do what you want.
Sort of, yeah.
Yes.
Something like that.
Okay.
And
with that,
we are going to be back in, two shakes of a lamb's tail, I'd say.
All right, contrary to what y'all heard, ATLC is an adult station and may contain explicit language and sexual content.
And we're back talking about freedom here on the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Yes. What do people want to get a hold of us? Do we want to let people know how they want to get a hold of us and give us your ideas right now, or do we want to wait till the end of the show? Since we're kind of doing this format of that, we're
people can get a hold of us
at the hospital.
JD, do you want to dial 911, please? I've been fighting a little bit of a hack. It's all smoking.
Yeah,
secondhand in the world.
Not here.
Can't get away from it. Not free enough to get away from that.
Come to Lippo's house.
I get confused now with all the websites going on and all the crap going on. It's thejabbercast.com. www.thejabbercast.com. That's the website. And we drop the podcast there. And you can listen online, subscribe from the RSS feed, or subscribe through
iTunes?
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
iTunes Store.
You go to the iTunes Store, just punch in the Jabbercast or Jabbercast. It's going to come up no matter what.
Yeah, and you can subscribe right from there, and it'll automatically download to your computer when the shows are updated and
thrown
onto your iPod. It's free.
Free?
Free to subscribe.
Come on.
Only from Big JD and Lippo.
All right.
Is it the only free podcast on iTunes? No?
I don't know. I know I charge.
Free.
I charge.
It's all free. It's freedom.
I charge a lot for my other podcast.
No, you don't. And no, what is that other podcast?
It's the Border City Radio Podcast, featuring music from in and around the Windsor, Ontario area and everywhere else.
And the website address for that?
BorderCityRadio.com.
I'm going to have to start making you pay for advertising.
I do pay. Through the nose.
Through the nose.
We're full of cliches, aren't we? We're the cliche brothers.
Yeah, we're the quote brothers. Quotes and cliches and
clicks,
pops and hisses.
That's another topic altogether.
Certainly is.
Freedom of speech. What do you think about freedom of speech?
Freedom of speech, I think, is very important. And I just ran through a little. You have something to say?
Nope.
That looked important.
Nope.
The way you were slapping your hands together. My cousin just recently contacted me, along with probably a lot of other people, about about freedom of speech, I guess, on television. You know, the words that they use on TV that aren't suitable for his children.
Sure, there's the seven
when
words.
He's watching. Well, yeah, George Carlin's seven words.
They are still the seven words.
Yeah, no, you can't. You don't hear those at all on any show.
Not on TV.
I'm sure there's more too, but those are definitely seven words that you don't hear on TV.
Do you want to say them?
Once in a while on radio.
Okay.
It's up to you.
No,
go ahead.
No, I'm not going to say them.
Two whole beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Heavy on the special sauce.
Yeah. Very heavy on the special sauce. Where were we?
Freedom of speech. You're talking about, talking about your buddy.
And my cousin, actually. And he's actually set up a website and so forth about going around and speaking in different areas. He'll go anywhere and talk about this whole thing about, what's okay and what he doesn't feel and probably lots of people don't feel is acceptable on television. Especially, I mean, if he's watching a TV show but his kids are around, you know, he may not be able to watch a particular show because of the language or something like that. And personally, I think that anything should be able to be said on television. If you don't like it, then you shouldn't watch it.
Because you have the freedom to change the channel.
Right, yeah. That's just the way I feel. And if they want to say just about anything, there's some things I don't think they should say. You know, some things that are really offensive to people.
Right.
Or to a race or to, you know what I mean? Something like that. But as far as swear words in general, those kinds of things and how much they might be said, if that's what they have to do to
get their point across?
Yeah, for a particular show or whatever, then so be it.
Exactly. I'm in the same.
Same with radio.
Yeah, I think as long as you're not offending anybody.
But of course, then there's that's the fight. You're swearing on there, and it's offensive to somebody.
Swearing is offensive.
Yes,
to some people. But if you're actually,
but it's not directly offensive right. to that's, anybody in particular.
That's where I think I draw the line. Our hang up about being a word, let's say the F word, is offensive if I say it to somebody. Just say it on a show or whatever. They say, "Oh, that's offensive. I don't want to hear that." Because whatever, where does that come from? That comes from that person's past, the way they were brought up, society is around them, whatever. That's offensive to them only because of the way they are brought up. It's just a word. It's not right. directly offending anybody, though. You know, it's not something bad I'm saying about one specific thing or person or whatever, religion, it doesn't matter. It's those words that should be free to say because we're the only people who are hung up on those words. Mm-hmm. Can you say the F word on Russian TV? Probably means something. Probably means beef or something in Russian, you know? So it's kind of silly how a word, just because it's a word that we've just hung on to the badness of it over time, you can't say it on TV.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's free to pursue their cause or whatever, and I can't agree with that. I don't think that, I think freedom of speech has to stand, no matter really what it is. And they do quite well on television. There's not that much on there that's that bad.
Except the seven words.
Maybe some of the satellite stuff or programming that, you know, you're not going to watch anyway. I mean, then what do you got to say about the pornographic material that's on like satellite TV or whatever?
Where is it?
I don't know.
It's not on my TV.
No, I don't know. Maybe you don't subscribe to that.
I wish I did. Just kidding. Not. More porn for the masses.
But that's the same thing. And how or why would you really fight for language on TV when there's other things similar or that are as or more important that... If you feel like that way about that, what do you feel about pornographic,
sure.
you know, television? Yeah. Then you should be covering the whole spectrum, I think.
Exactly.
And if there's enough people, if there's a majority rules for some reason in a particular city or state or whatever, then maybe then it should be changed. But I think most people don't mind or don't care. Either way, you know, they're not going to watch it. If it's an offensive show or something, they're not going to like the show anyways. If they take the swearing out, they probably don't like that show anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
That's right.
I don't think. So that's...
most cases.
Sort of covers freedom of speech.
Yes, and something that's kind of tightly related to that is censorship that I wanted to touch on.
Yeah.
Censorship, it's taking away your right to be able to read specific or watch specific or listen to specific programs or material of any kind. So you are stripped of a freedom to actually listen to or read or watch something by usually a government won't allow it, so that they'll censor it. And that's kind of related to how the words you can't say on the over-the-air TV stations don't allow you to say these words. Well, that is a type of censorship, is it not?
Yeah, exactly is.
They just don't allow you to say it, whereas censorship is more, it's there, it's in the content, and you're not allowed to see it kind of thing. So that is another infringement on freedom, I think.
Myself. Yes, it is, definitely.
Should it be allowed? I don't know.
And the way that they do it, and inconvenience people that do want that. What about the rights of the people that want to hear swearing? They want to see pornographic material on TV and subscribe to the stations and, you know what I mean?
Right.
Why don't they have a right if somebody else wants it
exactly.
not to be there?
A lot of times censorship will be brought into place because a government doesn't want those people to know about a specific thing. Because if they know about it, well, then they'll realize what kind of doofuses we really are and they'll want to get us out of office or whatever.
Very important stuff, actually.
Yes, it is.
As it pertains to freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very different kind of freedom. Because freedom of speech and those type of freedoms aren't like what you... Isn't like a normal association... normally associated with like a physical freedom.
That's right.
You know what I mean? when you're actually
free to do what you
or not free to do certain things.
Mm-hmm. He's off Mike. He's in the control room. JD's left the building.
You think you got a radio voice? Want to try being a DJ? Be sure to go to www.atouchofclassradio.com and fill out the DJ application form.
And we're back.
Sure. Now, did you want to take this freedom thing? I'm kind of hitting on certain topics that I wanted to cover. Was there some aspect of freedom that you wanted to cover?
Oh yeah, there's still lots of aspects of freedom I want to cover and different areas of discussion on freedom and being free. Like, how would you get free? Free from debt, free from bad relationships. What is that, and what does that mean? Like, to get free from something like that, or not being free with respect to debt.
Right.
Or something like that.
It's kind of interesting when you get away from a situation that allows you to be free. We always say break free.
Right.
When
you have to work 8 hours and you don't get a break.
That's break free.
It's break free.
Yeah. This is the best job you'll ever have. It's break free.
Yeah. There are no breaks.
Some people do work that way, but I'm just kind of interesting. It's interesting how the word break is tied into the freedom when you're whatever tied down or whatever it is that allows you to
verb of break or get away or, you know, release of some kind or whatnot.
You want to start with debt freedom?
Yeah. Freedom from debt. Debt can be, what's the opposite of freedom?
Constraint.
Okay. Debt as is a form of constraint. As far as your money is concerned.
Yeah.
And then, of course, your stress, and could be your health after that because of you're so stressed about it. And that's a part of being non-free. The debt thing, it's holding you to your debtors, money you owe.
Mm-hmm.
And breaking free from that can be a lifelong.
It shouldn't be a lifelong.
No, it shouldn't be. But for a lot of people, it is. They're in debt forever, or been in debt for a long, long time, or they have bankruptcy and stuff like that.
Some people do not know how to get out of debt because they've lived so long in debt that I think psychologically they will not know what to do when they are debt free. They're going to be without debt, and then they think they're going
to
go crazy.
It's probably better for some people to be. Always have that over their head because that's the way they operate best, or know that they have to keep this job because they got to do what, keep paying off this, paying off that. Whereas if they had no debt, they might not even contribute anything to society by not working at all or not doing anything because they don't have anything to pay for and their life will be in the dumps. And then they have something else that they got to try and get free from.
That's right. I think ever since I got out of college, I've been in debt pretty much.
Yeah. Once you start working, you're in debt no matter what.
I had my student loans I had to pay
off. That stuff, yeah.
And then once you make enough money, you realize, I could get myself into a house. And so then, first it's a car. You want to get a nice car, you're in debt. Yeah.
The more money you have, the more money you spend and the more you're apt to be in debt.
For sure. As long as I think it's just keeping it in check. I think we're just meant to live in debt. We're not meant to, but it's just the way our society is built. You can be in debt most of your life and live a relatively happy life. Because I'll tell you, I'm pretty happy. And I don't feel like I'm drowning in debt.
No, me either. But I owe on stuff, what I mean? But I think, if you have a good handle on it, a good hold on it, and you are not... maybe in the mindset of, you still have your sense of freedom. Just how tied to the debt are you really?
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? Some people, it may very well be a really bad situation.
Yeah, some people just get it over their heads.
And then you're going to have that, always have that thing over your head that, you know, I'm not free. I have to do this and have to do that. And I have to, you know, have this and have that. But when you have the right perspective on things and also make, the proper decisions on things as far as, you know, well, I can't get that or I can't get that right now because I'm going to be in debt and I'm going to have this thing over my head and I'm going to have, feel that sense of, you know, not being free or know that I can't take a day off if I need it or, you know what I mean?
Exactly. That's a big thing.
So there's that.
Some people, you should be able to take a day off if you really have to. Some people like going to work sick because I can't afford to take a day off.
Yeah. And that's not good.
That's not right.
No. And you know that somewhere in there, there's, you know, stress comes into play and then, possibly their health comes into play as well and all that stuff.
Exactly. And, so, yeah. Everything cool?
Yeah, things are pretty good. It's just the software and the hardware and the whole thing here. We manage all a lot of stuff while we do the shows and so forth.
I'm not doing anything.
No, you're not. No, you're stress-free over here, and I'm just dying. I'm soaked, and I need another round of deodorant over here.
I'm flapping and, my gums over here.
I was clean-shaven when I came in, and I got a beard now.
He used to be free from hair. But now
I've aged like a bunch of dog ears or whatever.
It's not just
trying
ears.
To figure everything out over here. What I'm doing? I got 20,000 things to do. I got timers going. I got a few different pieces of software going and recorders and trying to fit things in here and there. And he's just kicking back and talking about freedom over there.
Yeah, drinking tea and smoking tea and drinking
What's that?
Tea.
Drinking tea and
yeah.
What is that?
An Aerosmith song you're thinking?
Oh yeah, yeah, okay.
Sleeping late,
Mama and Kin.
Smoking tea, sleeping late and smoking tea.
There you go.
But we're drinking tea.
Yes, we are. Green tea over here.
Orange Pico, Tetley tea.
Over there.
That's right. Another thing that kind of really made me... Are we getting close?
No, no.
Okay, another
Carry
thing
on.
That made me think of freedom was something that happened this week. It's kind of a topical thing. Did you hear about the...
Oh, that ointment?
No.
Oh. Topical.
In some cities in the United States, they had... demonstrations. Immigrant workers had these demonstrations, and they were in Chicago, New York, and Los Angeles. Those were the big ones. And in Los Angeles, where obviously there's a lot of illegal...
That's LA for most of you that might not know.
La La Land. They had... the cops showed up, and then people outside the demonstration started throwing rocks at the cops, and so the cops dispersed the people. And those people have the right to assemble. That's the whole thing. You get to assemble.
Mm-hmm.
And they broke it up. And they were billy clubbing, rubber bulleting, cameramen. People just covering the demonstration. And people getting whacked. And it was out of hand. So that made me think of the freedom to assemble in large crowds.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a big thing. Because eventually, I think in North America or in Canada or the United States, it's going to get to a point where we're just going to be so pissed off at the people who are taking care of us. I don't know if it's going to be in my generation. I'd really doubt that. That there is going to be a point where we're just going to say, let's get rid of these people. That's why I think, you know, all these people getting shot in the States, they want to take away the gun thing.
Yeah, we talked about that before, actually.
Not a good idea. Keep them out of the crazy people's hands. Whatever way you got to do that, you got to put something in a place where if you're mentally ill and you've been diagnosed as being mentally ill, you got to keep the guns away from those people. But as far as the regular Joe who's doing his job, paying his taxes,
and has a right to bear his arms,
because there's going to come a day where we're going to, as a mass, go against the government. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going to happen in Canada because,
Importantly, the fact that, in a lot of those places, they have the right to bear arms, and that's what keeps everything at bay. I think a lot of it.
I hope so.
But that's why people aren't out getting shot, because the next guy's got a gun too. Everybody, you know what I mean? So they're not out killing each other so much. But
I think so. Yeah, I was just thinking about the right to assembly. That was the whole thing. And I saw these. I'm thinking, where is this? Korea or Mexico or Panama or something? No, it's in downtown Los Angeles. I'm just freaking out like, whoa, this something's really wrong here. So there's going to be some ramifications to that. I'm positive of that.
Well, there's a lot of madness that's going to occur in the world as time goes on. That's for sure. It has in the past. We look at it as kind of like as history, and maybe they didn't have guns at that time or whatever.
Yeah,
but now it's like, you know, it all goes full circle at some point.
At some point, and there's been many circles.
Yeah, there has.
And we just keep repeating the same things over and over again.
And we haven't really hit the madness yet.
I don't think the
craziness that there's been at other times in the past.
Yep.
You know, like major.
Actually, I think we've enjoyed your generation, my generation, even my, maybe not so much my parents' generation because they did live during the war, but my generation, and
right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why don't we move on to the Jabber quote?
So this week's Jabber quote is, do you know where this came from?
It came from Stephen Larry. Brought to us by Stephen Larry on the corner of Wabash and Strabane in downtown Maine.
Downtown Burbank, California.
Burbank, California, home of Regis.
And you know what else is?
Yeah.
You know what else is taped in Burbank?
Yeah.
Tonight's show?
David Letterman, yeah, something.
And?
Burbank, California.
Price is
all
right.
All kinds of things. Oh, yeah, okay. Where was the Gong Show filmed?
I don't know. I would have loved to have seen
with
that.
With Chuck Barris.
Well, that guy was, name was so high.
Chuck Barris, all the time. He was always drooling. He was wet.
Yeah.
Wasn't his lips always wet? What was up with that? And that's cocaine. On regular TV constantly.
Cocaine.
Well, that was just crazy. I never seen anybody's lips so wet.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, well, here and there I have, but hey. Okay, well, we're moving on.
To the Jabber quote, yes.
Yeah, and what is that all about? What is the Jabber quote? What's this week's Jabber quote?
If you love something.
And I do.
Give them a kiss with your big wet lips.
Chuck.
Chuck. No. If you love something, set it free.
And there's more to that, actually, isn't there? If you love something, set it free.
Okay. If you think there's more to it, what is it?
And if it loves you, it'll come back.
That's true. That's what it is.
If it comes back, it was.
If it returns, I think is the actual phrasing of it. I got the first part. If you truly love something, set it free. If it returns, it'll love you back. <There's>,
you can't got me. Find the real thing here.
You got me searching.
Okay. Oh, he's got to work now.
I got to work.
That could be a problem. You're gonna grow a beard too.
I have beard.
Have beard, will shave.
Speaking of shaving, people are free to use whatever they want to shave. However,
well, there's more to that. Is that a Jabber quote?
No. I thought one of our sponsors was
Barbasol shaving cream in lime, orange, and cherry. And you can eat it.
Sounds good. If you love something, set it free. And if it comes back, it was and always will be yours.
Okay, yeah. I can go with that. You say it without looking, though? That's like a long quote, man.
Well, there's more to it.
What are these guys trying to do to us?
There's more to it. If it never returns, it was never yours to begin with.
Okay, go on.
No. That's it, yeah.
Okay, well, the whole idea behind that is that... What's the idea behind that?
Here's the idea. If you really love something, love is not a binding thing between two people. It shouldn't mean I love you. You have to be mine. It's got to be a two-way street if you're meant to be together as a relationship or whatever. You and your pet or whatever, you know, if you truly love something, it'll know what you're giving it, and that is your love, and it'll want to come back to you. It'll want to be with you.
Yeah, you don't want to keep your grasp on something that doesn't want to be, you know, with you or someone or whatever. Like,
right. If you love something, there should be no holding on to whatever. The love, right.
You shouldn't have to.
The love is the glue that needs to be there, not you're wanting them. Then you're not talking about love. That's why you say, if you love something.
An example of that is the guys who hit women and stuff like that, or the women stay because of abuse type of thing.
Well, what about the women that hit men?
The guys don't let them go. Yeah, there's women that hit men too.
Cool.
Spousal abuse the other way, yeah.
Exactly.
Believe me, I know all about it.
Lana's not listening to the show.
But yeah. I don't get beat half enough.
He asks for the beatings and they don't come.
Yeah.
Lana, please use the handcuffs just one more time. Yeah. But I love
beat
you.
Beat my ass.
I want to set you free, honey.
Set me free, little girl. You know who that is?
Andy Williams.
Set me free.
Oh, that's Zombies. No?
No. Similar type of thing, though. The Kinks.
Oh, it's the Kinks.
Set me free, little girl. Ray and Dave Davies.
That's right. Yeah, they're awesome.
Speaking of the Kinks, Van Halen did a Kinks song on the first album.
Yes, very first
did
song.
Did you know that Gene Simmons produced Van Halen stuff before they made their first album?
Yes.
And he said... I came across that CD like not too long ago, and it was really cool.
Well, Gene Simmons didn't think it was cool. He said, you guys are all right, but I'm not going to put any money behind you. And they said, okay.
That was dumb, eh?
That was dumb, and they used that demo to get their record deal.
Yeah.
And they said, okay.
And they were like the biggest thing since...
Sliced bread.
Powdered toast, sliced bread, and...
Powdered toast, Belgian waffles.
Powdered toast before?
Yes,
it's awesome.
It's just funny you mentioned.
Just add water.
We just add water. That's bagels, isn't it?
Yeah, you gotta boil them.
You gotta boil them. And if you want to learn more about food, go back to the Jabbercast that we did last week and learn all about crazy foods.
Oh, we never did have a Jabber quote ID.
Oh, you didn't put it in?
No, I'll slip it in some other point in time. Hey. You know, that'll be cut out now, too. Yeah, so there you have this week's Jabber quote, and there you have it.
Okay.
So I'm going to get things rolling again here, and we're back. We're back.
Already?
Hey, Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast.
Coolio, and we're talking about freedom.
Yes, we are. Freedom, all kinds of aspects of freedom, actually, that we've pretty much covered, and... we covered the freedom from debt and freedom from bad relationship, different aspects of freedom,
mm-hmm.
Freedom of speech. What else comes to mind when...
Freedom of press.
Freedom of press.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they can...
The media.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I think we're at a point where the press is really highly manipulated by the government.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just one more step where we're going to rise up.
Is this something we talked about on another show?
Freedom of press?
Yeah. Was it us talking about freedom of press, or I wonder if it was I was listening to on another show?
I don't recall talking about it.
I thought we were talking about how the media, maybe in the politics show or something. I think we touched on.
Oh, maybe then. Yeah. We could have for sure.
Radio and television, newspaper kind of stuff. Okay. Yeah. But go on. Sorry. Mess up your train of thought.
Yeah, you did. I'm totally lost now. Actually, no, I'm not. Freedom of press, what I was going to say is highly controlled by the government.
Mm-hmm.
The government, because the media now is owned by a small percentage of the people. And they're big companies that are paying money to politicians to get elected. Those politicians thereby then, once they get elected, tell those media outlets what to print. So they always have a slant either way, one way or the other. Either, a really liberal or a more conservative Republican type conservative view on things. That's where I see a lot of media out there being.
And the right wing media is
heavy,
really
right-wing.
Takes some shots, so too.
That's right.
But in a lot of, or sometimes most cases, it's that right wing media that where you get all the real information as opposed to.
Do you think it's the real information?
Well, I'm talking about the stuff that's not so regulated.
Like?
Well, like the more underground type papers and stuff like that.
Right wing?
Yeah, am I using that in the wrong context?
Well, right wing is, it's conservative and...
Left wing.
The old left wing, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Left and right, 97, 79.
Oh, he's all dyslexic again. Yes, left wing. Media is more underground.
That's what I meant.
Because they have to go underground because they get stamped out by the government because the government sees them as a threat to their power.
That's what I said. They get
Exactly. So there is really no freedom in terms of that. You know, we get that paper there.
No, on a whole, things aren't as free as one might think. But I think that what a lot of this all boils down to
is bagels.
Is bagels with cream cheese and lox and a good strong cup of black coffee, strictly on Sunday mornings.
What this boils down to, sorry.
No. I'm not even saying that. No. It boils down to the fact that I think freedom, really, in a sense, is what you make it. It has to be.
But a lot of times our freedoms are compromised by powers that are out of our control.
They are, but can you control? Is there an aspect of something uncontrollable that you can control? Possibly.
Well, you threw that one at me. Well, obviously not. If we can't control it, we can't control it. What are you thinking of when you say that? You're saying, you think you can't control it, but really you can control it.
I think a little bit differently about control and freedom and all that, but I think that, even things that are out of our control can possibly be controlled.
Tell me more, Art.
Tell me more what?
I said, tell me more, Art.
Well, I think it's it would maybe depend on some specific things, but I mean, if you're confined to a wheelchair and you can't do anything, mm-hmm. you have no freedom, you can't go any place or anything like that, you can still find a freedom in that. Can't you still find a freedom in something somewhere in that or in your mind? I think it's like a mindset, the freedom. I mean,
for sure.
I'm headed somewhere really deep, but
that's okay.
But you know what I mean? It's I just feel that there should be anybody should be able to find freedom even in an unfree situation. Whatever it is that takes them away from that non-freedom, that confinement. It could be something we had mentioned POWs. You know, they're in a prison camp or a prison for years, but their thoughts maybe take them away someplace else, and that's their freedom, that's their escape. There has to be some type of an outlet, some type of a freedom. And like I say, it is what you make it. If you choose not to think of anything else or not to do anything else and only choose what is chosen for you, mm-hmm. there's the confinement, there's the stress, there's the ill health. And I mean, it's unfortunate in some situations, and there, you know, is 99.9% not a bright side to it, but there's always that little bit, or there's always somebody maybe that can find a freedom in something.
Sure.
That's, you know, where there wouldn't normally be.
That reminds me of what Mr. Mahan did. I know it
took a while to get out, but
it's a deep thought, and to put those thoughts together and actually say them, it's not
easy. You gotta be on some heavy narcotics.
Mr. Mahandas Gandhi, which I think
that's the boxer.
No, he was the
I think sting like a bee and swim like a butterfly.
He's he's the brother of Gandhi. You know that?
Muhammad Ali. I'm thinking of
right. Yeah, he said that freedom can be achieved through inner sovereignty.
There you go.
Inner sovereignty.
He puts it in three words.
Exactly.
Took me an hour to get it out. My beard's longer than it's ever been.
Yes.
Multicolored too.
Inner sovereignty is a really good word.
It's a beautiful word.
Because it means you are your own entity and you're free from everything else on your own.
That's spiritual.
Yes, it is. And we did have a spiritual show.
Yes, we did.
So we're recapping on that as well. Well, obviously, this guy, Gandhi, he was heavy-duty Hindu dude.
And who is this? Mahatma?
It's not Mahatma. It's Mahandas, which I think is his brother or cousin. Or, you know, there's a lot of people with the last name Gandhi, but... And they all...
Mahandas?
Mahandas.
Or Mayamahas.
My BMW. My Harley.
Don't even mention the word.
What, Harley?
Yeah.
Because you're pining for your...
Pining?
You're pining for your Harley.
I don't think I've ever pined until now.
You're pining, I can tell. Oh, my Harley, sitting in storage.
Pining. I really like that. That's like right up there with moot and what else? Some other good words. Bulb, I think, is one. Or rather, bulbous.
Bulbous.
That's quite a word, isn't it?
I love bulbous.
O-U-S, is that?
O-U-S, yeah.
The French spelling.
The Canadian
French. Is there an X on the end of that? That's silent or no?
Barbouze.
Barbusco. Sounds like many other language there, Russian or something.
Sure. I like women with bulbous breasts.
Bulbous. Bulbous is a funny word. Even the word bulb.
Sure. It's a fun word.
It is a fun word. And that would be a nice show topic, fun words.
Fun
Could
words.
We go anywhere with fun words?
Ooh. Without getting into the list thing, I don't know. It'd be hard.
The list thing?
Yeah, without getting listy.
Or the lisp.
No, the list thing. I hate it when we kind of list stuff. It's just kind of a, oh, this droning on. They're listing stuff.
Oh, like go through things?
Go through things, yeah.
Yeah.
When you're in jail, you're confined.
Right.
And you want to be free.
Right.
That's the
and
total
And it's going to be in your mind, obviously, because you're not going to be free any other way.
Right. The whole jail thing, I wanted to bring that up as far as how it relates to freedom.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jail is, there is no freedom there, but it's a part of our society. Huge. That's where we keep all the bad guys.
But then some of those people probably think the fact that I'm free from society. I get my three meals here. I watch TV. I don't have to do anything, really. They turn a hose on me to shower me down. I don't have to do nothing. That's freedom.
That's freedom for
welfare.
Them.
Somebody that can't afford to do anything or buy anything or barely scrape enough money to buy cigarettes or whatever sometimes.
Cigarettes.
But it's a sense of freedom. I'm free. I don't have to work. I don't got to do anything. I don't gotta do anything. I don't gotta talk right even.
That's right.
But you know what I mean? There's for some people, that is their sense of freedom, I think.
Now, what value do we give those people?
What value do we give them?
Yeah. We shouldn't give them any value. If they think that they can go into jail and they think of themselves as just being, I'm just here. That's all they are. I'm just here.
Yeah, but that's a freedom to them.
I'm taking up space. Breathing air.
I'm not contributing to anything to society in any way. I just
not contributing
exist.
To anything. Not even
just existing.
I'm not even contributing to the room I'm in. You know, I'm just
No, they don't. There's not really anything. Yeah, but that to some people may be a sense of freedom.
I'd say nuke them all. Just kidding.
Yeah. Well, there's not any reason for them to be there. I guess, but
no, I'm joking. Anybody can be.
Well, I mean, and people are incarcerated if you're in there for life and the society is just footing the bill and you know what I mean?
Like, sure. That's another good word, incarcerated.
Yeah.
It's like bulbous.
A bulbous incarceration on my left leg.
I'm glad.
Precisely.
I just wanted to bring up the whole jail thing because that is something that relates to modern times. In our own society, where people are not free to do what they want because they're in jail.
Yeah, in a sense, that's a complete opposite of freedom, locked up.
Maybe that's jail. Where the break Fine. Thing came out, breaking out.
Yeah, break out
of the actual building. Maybe that's
break
where
free.
Breaking free came out.
Well, you break free of a lot of things, though. Habits.
Oh, I know. I'm like just that. Wondering, maybe that's where it came from. You're in an actual...
You're saying you're going to break free of a habit and break free of smoking. That means that you're not free, in a sense, to some degree, somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Not your whole self is not free, but I mean your, you know, a vice or a habit of some kind. There's a part of your freedom that's taken away because you have to do whatever this is. It's gotcha.
Right. And that's, I think that's all part of your perception as well. You talk about what's in your mind, the 99.9% thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, some guys I know, they feel like they have to break free of their family life. Like they just feel so tied down and so... manipulated and so many people want so many pieces of them, they want to break free of that whole thing.
Or some people start to wonder about their freedom and is their freedom in jeopardy? Like, I'm going to marry this girl. What's, you know, what happens to my freedom?
Yeah.
Or I'm going to have kids or she just told me she's pregnant. Now what? My freedom's going to be gone.
Exactly.
It's just, you know, freedom can certainly be like a state of mind. I mean, some of that will be physical. Like, I can't go here, can't do this. I have to stay home because of the baby and this and that. Or I get married, I can't go run around, whatever.
That's a state
of
mind.
But I mean,
a lot
of, but yeah. But to begin with, it's initially triggers that state of mind of a non-freedom. Like, you know, I'm just going to be tied down.
Yep. Did you have that feeling? Or do you think you?
No, I didn't have that. No.
There were no women that came up to you and that you went and dated or whatever.
Oh, yeah. For a long time, I would never you know, I didn't want anything as serious as a marriage or anything.
But there were women that you're with that wanted that, though, out of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they wanted, you know, I mean, more out of a relationship, but I was just too busy with other things. But then came a time where, I don't know if it was partially the person and partially the realization that, you know, I think it was a lot to do with the relationship. You know what I mean? You realize that, you know, this relationship works and I can do a lot of things that I like to do. And, you know, she has things that she likes to do and we can do them without, you know, no, I wouldn't say not caring about what the other person does, but not, you know, there's no, not a jealousy or a jeopardy or anything of the relationship, or it's more support for what each other does on their own too. You know what I mean?
Right.
We both have space, you know what I mean? Like we both have things we like to do, and it works that way. But there was a point in time where I was really, I think, more one-sided than anything.
In which way? What do you mean?
It was all just about me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And what I want to do and my freedom, and that's the way it's going to be, and nothing can change that.
Right. Whereas you met Lana, and she allowed you to have your independence.
Yeah, but everybody else always did too, I think.
Okay.
I think it had a lot to do with my change. You know what I mean? Well, maybe not so much that they let me have independence, but I just did whatever I want anyway. Carefree.
Carefree. And independent.
And now it's not so, you know, I have the freedom to do things, but it's not... But it's not in a carefree way. You know what I mean? I'm considerate of somebody else. And,
that's the word.
You know, those kinds of things.
Sure.
A lot of big words flapping around here. Meaningful words.
Sure. That's directly tied to freedom for sure.
When we talk about it. Yeah, and I feel free. I'm not, I don't feel tied down at all.
I think
I would feel like I might be tied down if we had children.
No kidding.
But at the same time, I seem to think that the way that I operate, I would still be able to maintain, you know.
He's a smooth operator.
Just in the way I am. I think I think freedom, there has to be a state of mind for your freedom. Sometimes just being able to do what you want, even though if you're there, maybe watching the kids, but you work things out in a way that you can do some of the certain things you want to do. And that's a very important thing, especially in a relationship, I think. You can't just be stuck watching the kids and not be able to do something else or work things out somehow with your partner or work around things, or there's got to be some leeway somehow.
That's right.
Because you go bonkers.
That's right. And I think a lot of people feel they're stuck only because their inability to work something out.
Right. Their inability to
compromise? Is that what you're thinking of?
Not compromise, but their inability to come to the realization that freedom is partially a state of mind.
Yeah.
When you realize that, that's like half the battle of freedom right there. No matter what's going on with you.
I think it's even more than half the battle.
If you're diagnosed with an illness that you have only a certain, you know, amount of time to live, do you want to die right away? Or do you want to maintain that some sense of freedom that you're look on the bright side?
Sure.
That's, you know,
everybody's going to die.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So but
there's always, I kind of associate sometimes freedom with a good out of something or a bright side of something negative, or like the yin yang thing.
Oh, here we go. We're just referring to old shows. Steady.
Yeah.
I guess spirituality does have a lot to do with the way that you look at freedom, for sure.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of it's a mindset, for sure. And I think a lot of those things were taken into consideration when they made the, you know, constitutions and bills of rights and things like that, and take into some considerations of what things mean freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And there you have Big JD and Lippo's take on freedom.
Yeah, that's
right here on the Jabbercast. www.thejabbercast.com. You can email us at hearmeoutatthejabbercast.com. You can contact us through the contact page of the website. And what do they do there?
They go and they hit the contact button on our website at thejabbercast.com, and then they'll be presented with my Chingo widget. Click on record a message, and you'll be taken to another page. And you record something. I think Eric recorded.
I got bombarded.
Did you?
There was a bunch of them, yeah.
Okay. Because Eric.
And I'll, yeah.
He says,
they're in the show here.
Put me in the show.
Yeah.
So you can do that and give us ideas on what you'd like a show to be about, and we'll be happy to check it out, and because we're doing everything. Right from crazy food to freedom to spirituality to drivers next week.
And the Jabbercast is weekly, and also we broadcast on some live streaming internet radio stations. So you want to check out our website for that. Find out all the information you can on the Jabbercast.
Right.
What about Jabbercast t-shirts and ball caps and merchandise?
Go to BigJD.com.
Hey!
And figure all that out.
Check out Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show.
Sure. That's a great show. I listened to it yesterday morning. It was awesome.
Once all the bugs got worked out halfway through the show.
Yeah, it's a learning process.
It is a learning process. The whole thing's a learning process. We stepped up from not only podcasting, but to doing some live broadcasting.
Yep.
And it's kind of neat.
Sure.
There's the broadcasting end of it. There's the software thing, the hardware thing, and the choreographation.
Oh, choreograph. We're dancing.
Choreographation. No, that's a special word. The choreographing of all the hardware, software, and everything. So,
it's dancing programmers.
We're having fun with that right now, and it's a good time. But we'll see you next week.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.